Could you speak about the importance of intention and volition as related to karma and to the story about the chicken who set the intention to lay in her eggs but didn't follow through? Well, the intention was not so much the laying the eggs, the intention was made these eggs hatch but then didn't follow through with sitting on them. But anyway, that's the distinguishing characteristic of karma, is volition and intention, in the sense that it's not so much the actual action itself that will determine a result, but that in conjunction with, and but primarily, the quality of the volition, the intention behind it, is going to be conditioning the result of that action more than anything else. So that's something that the Buddha emphasized in more than one place. And actually, it's just this karma is volition, the importance of that volition and intention in terms of our actions. And then with that chicken, sort of that even when we have a wish, or may this happen or that happen, we still need to put forth the effort in actually doing something.